Democrats. We'll try to get more answers today. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, questioning someone else behind closed doors in their impeachment inquiry, probing the Trump-Ukraine call. Michael Atkinson, the Intelligence Community's Inspector General. The day after the ex-special envoy to Ukraine spent 9 hours at the Capitol, and Kurt Volker handed over texts. Fox's Rachel Sutherland, live in Washington.
Dave, it was a trove of messages between U.S. diplomats, group discussions before and after President Trump's phone call with the leader of Ukraine. In them, they discussed Ukraine investigating the 2016 election and the oil company Joe Biden's son worked with. Diplomat Bill Taylor writes, "I think it's crazy to withhold security assistance to help with a political campaign." Ambassador Gordon Sondland replies, "The president has been crystal clear, no quid pro quos of any kind. Sondland then suggests they start talking on the phone rather than sending text messages. Dave.
Now, when President Trump about 3 minutes ago tweeted that the Ukrainian president has strongly stated there was no pressure put on him. Case closed. Now, today, House Democrats want documents handed over in their investigation, but the White House plans to send House Speaker Nancy Pelosi a letter demanding she hold a formal vote on the impeachment inquiry first.
Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy already sent a letter to Pelosi demanding a vote, writing, "This complete lack of a balanced investigative process underscores that there's no legitimate search for truth here." Pelosi wrote back rejecting that, saying there's no constitutional requirement or House precedent for such a vote.
Fox's Griff Jenkins, Republicans say there is precedent. That's how the Nixon and Clinton inquiries were handled. Joe Biden raised less money for his presidential campaign in the third quarter, $15 million, down from 22 the quarter before.
Biden now places squarely behind other leading 2020 contenders, Bernie Sanders, who brought in $25.3 million, and Pete Buttigieg, who brought in $19.1 million.
Fox's Jillian Turner in Hong Kong, a new attempt to end all the pro-democracy demonstration is a ban on face masks that protesters wear. America's listening to Fox News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Well, for a while yesterday, President Trump got away from all the Ukraine controversy in Washington, taking a trip to Florida to focus on health care.
President Trump signed an executive order expanding Medicare Advantage while visiting the Villages senior super community in Florida.
As long as I'm president, no one will lay a hand on your Medicare benefits.
Medicare Advantage is when seniors buy up to a plan with monthly premiums as opposed to paying fees per service. It's a system Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says Democrats want to abolish.
A lot of the proposals for Medicare for All, what they would do is actually take Medicare Advantage away. They would outlaw private insurance, and this is what our seniors want.
Many Democrats argue their Medicare for All plan will provide better care to more than just seniors. In Miami, Evan Brown, Fox News.
Now, one of those Democratic candidates leading the call for Medicare for All is Bernie Sanders, who's been off the campaign trail, recovering from a medical procedure to unblock an artery earlier this week.
He's doing wonderfully. He has been, walking around a lot.
That's Sanders' wife, Jean. He plans to be at the next Democratic presidential debate later this month. On Wall Street, stock futures are down, but that could change after the jobs report comes out later this hour.
Economists are expecting around 145,000 jobs were added in September, up from 130 in August, with the unemployment rate holding steady at 3.7%. Hourly pay has increased in the past several months, and another gain is expected in September.
That's Fox's Hillary Barsky in baseball's playoffs. The L.A. Dodgers and the St. Louis Cardinals won their National League Division Series openers. Washington and Atlanta will try to get even in Game 2s today. And both American League Series start today. Houston versus Tampa Bay, Minnesota against the New York Yankees. So it'll be a baseball quadruple header. I'm Dave Anthony.
Let's go.
This is Fox News.
All right, it's 2 o'clock. Good morning. 2 o'clock this afternoon. It's whatever side of the earth I'm on. We traveled 21 and a half hours to get home yesterday.
Wow.
And it just takes a little while.
Yeah?
Viking cruise line we were on is coming to the Mississippi River. That means you can go on Viking without flying, which is pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
If I'm American Steamboat Company, I'm getting real nervous. Anyway, good morning. Good to be back. I'm Stevie J. Thank you, Diane, for your wonderful work.
My pleasure.
And all I got was a crummy scarf that says Heidelberg.
I got some chocolate from Germany, too, and there might be some sugar in there.
Well, there probably is. The news brought to you by Latitude Apartments. Living life at Latitude Apartments means living life unlimited. Get a tour at 608 East University Avenue, Urbana. Choose to live Latitude and elevate your living experience today at livelatitude.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Savoy Village Board has approved taxing cannabis sales when the product becomes legal next year. The News Gazette says the village manager said the board voted 4-1 this week to impose a 3% tax. The board also would have to approve a future ordinance that would allow a cannabis dispensary in the village. A 23-year-old Chicago woman is accused of breaking into a Champaign home. Kashana Armstrong was arrested midday Tuesday in a break-in at a home in the 600 block of Breen Drive. The homeowner was in the front part of the home when he heard a loud noise coming from his kitchen and found the woman in his kitchen. She had items in her hand. She left and threw an item at the back door. Police found her in the backyard. Bond was set at $5,000. She faces 4 to 15 years in prison if convicted of residential burglary. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Live Latitude and elevate your living experience today.
I love the rooftop terrace and my car is protected from the elements in the covered parking.
Uniquely modern for today's professionals, students, and grad students.
With the 24/7 fitness center.
So many amenities and sophisticated style.
Centrally located near the heart of campus.
Latitude Apartments, 608 East University. Mention you heard it on the radio and waive your application fees. Call 355-1535 or visit livelatitude.com.
All right, let's check your weather. Brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent with two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana, 367 Rose or blossombasket.com. And again, good morning, Diane Ducey.
Morning, Stevie. Finally feeling like fall today with a high 68 down to around 46 with partly cloudy conditions tonight. Some clouds tomorrow with a high 72, low 52. Chance of showers at 20%. Oktoberfest to help out Developmental Services Center is in downtown Champaign tomorrow, and they have the tents, three different bands. It should be a great time tomorrow between 3 and midnight. Sunshine expected on Sunday with a high 70, low 46. We're currently at 45. ESPN 93.5.
Weather in Germany for us was between 50 and 65. With rain frequently almost every day, so we had to deal with rain. We took the walk in the Black Forest. They had 120 people at the Black Forest and 4 buses. And Janet and I were 2 of 8 that took the walk because it was raining so hard.
I see.
But it was gorgeous.
I'll bet.
It was really gorgeous. One thing about traveling, if you travel to remote areas, that coincides with your connectivity. So I had very limited phone use and or internet.
Well, we appreciated your reports when you did have the opportunity.
We tried to get you those. Yesterday, it's hard to believe I was in Paris, France. By the way, flying into Charles de Gaulle, both flying in from Switzerland and then leaving for America, couldn't see the Eiffel Tower. How big is Paris? I couldn't see anything.
Wow.
I couldn't tell where in the heck I was. And then I interviewed Bud Myers. I wanted to make sure I got this clip on the air again. This is in Paris, France, yesterday.
I have joined my son and in an independent agency. That's Myers Insurance Group.
Well, if it's anything like Bud, I'd be buying my insurance there, partner.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
I had to do something to get him to talk. Bud Myers, he and his lovely wife, Dee, and everybody we travel with, you just bond it with someone. You go through experiences like that, getting through airports, making sure everybody gets on the airplane, and stuff happens. There's little wrinkles here and there. You just have to figure it out and make sure everybody gets through. Anyway, good to be back. I am Stevie J. Happy to welcome Joseph Kenyon III, Northeast spokesman for Republican.org, founder and chair of the conservative Color Coalition Outreach Chair, NYRC Secretary for New York Young Republicans. Joe, how are you, my friend?
Great to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
Okay. Just anecdotal. Traveling to Europe, traveling with several hundred Americans, not one moment did anybody mention anything about what's going on. And for the first time in my adult life that I can remember, I can't stand to watch this. This is right. Like a bunch of senators.
We're all starting to look away.
Well, it's just a bunch of senators getting around Caesar ready to stab him in the gut. This is purely about hate. Vote the man out. But don't do this to the nation, Joseph. Don't impeach based on a bunch of stuff. You're never going to convince me he's done anything at this point to warrant this. They've been trying to impeach him since day one.
Yeah, I mean, you've got people from, like I said, Congressman Green down in Texas to, AOC right here in my home state of New York, who have been talking about impeaching this president from day one. You know, even Congresswoman Reseda Tlaib in Les Kuth terms talking about removing the president from office. So I think, again, we're really talking about individuals on the Democratic side of the aisle trying to litigate the 2020 election in the halls of Congress. And the reality is, you know, Democrats, you know, they basically launched impeachment proceedings based off a transcript they hadn't read. And then they cleared Joe Biden based off an investigation in Ukraine that never happened by a prosecutor that nobody can name. And so I think Republicans can focus on that message to get the American people to understand what's really transpiring, which is that really Democrats are desperate to win in 2020 because they have a standard bearer that's collapsing. I think that really is going to end up turning up roses for the Republican Party. But as you said earlier, when you have impeachment, everybody loses.
Well, and we're so divided. And listen, Donald Trump is not innocent of all this either. He's an antagonist. He's a lot of things that I don't like from the standpoint of tweets and all these things, pushes back. There's some role for that for sure, because I didn't think anybody could ever be president successfully in this country without the blessing of the media. He's the closest guy I've ever seen to get it done. But I'm telling you, the knives have been out. It doesn't matter any facts. And I'm thinking it's certainly 50-50. This might be 50-50 as far as split. But I think there's 10 or 20% that are driving this. The other 80 are going, well, 60 are saying, I'm so sick of this, it's unfair. Because what about FISA? What did Barack Obama do to help Hillary? None of that. I mean, people understand fair. This isn't fair.
Well, look, I think, you know, Nancy Pelosi has placed herself in a peculiar scenario where she's basically saying that, you know, we have to impeach the president because no man is above the law, and saying that, well, we're going to remove him from office for the high crime and misdemeanor of suggesting that Joe Biden should not be above the law either. So I think that, you know, this impeachment nonsense is really going to be an unmitigated disaster for Democrats. We spent basically the better part of 3 years talking about nothing but, the Mueller report and impeachment and all
right,
that.
Right.
Well, you know, we have two volumes of the Mueller report later. The American people still do not want impeachment. The overwhelming majority of people in a bipartisan manner do not want impeachment. And so, again, for a president that Democrats seem to think is so terrible, they seem to realize in stark terms that they're having a very difficult time trying to beat him at the ballot box. And so they're trying to find a way to remove him by other means.
Well, we'll see what happens. Joseph Pinion, how can people connect with you?
You can find me at joepinion.com. That's Joe, my last name, Pinion, like opinion without the O, .com. And you can also find me on Twitter, Joseph Pinion, one word.
And what do you think? I mean, I don't see us coming together with a big duck, duck, goose, goose, and kumbaya moment. But do you think it'll backfire on the Democrats ultimately? And do you think Donald Trump has a chance to win re-election?
Look, I think part of the reason why you see a lot of this stuff happening is because, you know, Joe Biden, I think statistically speaking, is the greatest threat to a second term for President Trump. And so I think Democrats ultimately are actually going to get, like I said, when the gods wish to punish us, they answer our prayers. And Democrats are going to get their wish. They're going to destroy Joe Biden, and they're going to end up with one of the, you know, kind of extremists that they've been trying to tout as their standard bearer. And if that happens, President Trump might not just win the election, he'll likely win the popular vote, because what Democrats seem to refuse to accept is that, you know, for every progressive they drive to the polls in the name of their, you know, extreme ideology, you put another Republican back in the column for President Trump, who realistically might not have been with him the first time around. Because in the choice between President Trump and socialism, that is not a very hard choice for most dyed-in-the-wool Republicans to make.
Joe Pinion, thank you, my friend. Have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for your time from New York City.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Joseph Pinion III in New York City this morning, 714. You're always welcome to text 359-2255. Am I the only one at that point?
No.
I don't really.
I don't want to talk about this.
It's just we're going to talk with Mike Ditka and Brother Johnny about an hour, about 3 minutes about this. It's just we all are like-minded.
Yeah.
So, and there's nothing anybody's going to say that tells me this is equal justice under the law based on what the other side has done. It is ridiculous. And what they're going to drag the country through will only make more violence occur, more sides, death threats from both sides coming. Mm-hmm. It's getting crazy, and I don't like it. Let's check your sports. That's happy. Let's do that next.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter of Country Arbor's Nursery. This Monday, September 30th, is the beginning of what Champaign-Urbana has been waiting for all year, the Country Arbor's annual Fall Sale and Kids Day. The sale goes from Monday the 30th to Sunday, October 6th. Every shrub, tree, and perennial is on sale, all at least 20% off. While the sale's for the adults, Saturday, October 5th is for the kids. We'll have a giant slide, fall decorating, Russ and his amazing turtles, and all of our equipment out for kids to play on and take pictures. So come out for our sale all week, and Kids Day is October 5th. You can find out more information and directions at countryarbors.com.
Hey, Joe, you got that spreadsheet for me?
Yeah, 1 second, Larry. Let me pull it up. Where'd it go?
Hey, I'm going to need that spreadsheet ASAP, Joe.
Yeah, sure, Larry. Just 1 second. It's gone. Everything's gone. My emails, my spreadsheets, my fantasy football league.
This is Joe. Don't be like Joe. Give Area-Wide Technologies in Champaign a call at 359-8041. They'll make sure your work setup is secure and running smoothly. Then you won't be in a situation like Joe.
All right, here you go. St. Louis Cardinals have just changed the odds of winning this best of five with an amazing come from behind yesterday, Diane.
Wow, unbelievable. In the eighth, the Braves were up 3-1 by the end of the game. St. Louis Cardinals, 7-6 winners over Atlanta. Let's get your Redbird recap.
Well, you talk about an exciting ball game. We had one, didn't we, John?
You have to stay until the very final pitch of most of these playoff games, Mike. As the Cardinals were down by a run in the first inning, they tied it up in the fifth, only to have Atlanta take advantage of some bounces, one off Tommy Edmonds' chest for an RBI infield hit, and then on the same play, an errant throw by Paul DeJong allowed a second run to score. But Paul Goldschmidt hit a home run in the eighth inning, and then with two outs, a big RBI pinch hit single by Matt Carpenter tied the score, and in the ninth inning, a pair of RBI doubles by Ozuna and Wong, and the Cardinals were able to outlast Atlanta as the Braves got two homers and three runs in the bottom of the ninth, the final 7-6 Cardinals in game one.
And they'll send their ace against the Braves down here, and if they come back to St. Louis 2-0, I'd say turn out the lights.
And it's Jack Flaherty against Mike Foltynewicz, another exciting one expected today.
We'll be on the air with the pregame show at 2:40.
He has earned the distinction as the greatest catcher in Cardinals history. What other superlatives define Yadier Molina? Adam Wainwright,
champion.
Matt Carpenter,
teammate.
Mike Schilt,
no doubt Hall of Famer.
Willie McGee,
the face of the franchise.
He's the one, the only Yadier Molina, and he's being honored with a one-of-a-kind tribute in the 2019 Cardinals yearbook. Pick up this exceptional salute to an extraordinary talent at cardinals.com/publications or 314-345-9000.
Dodgers blanked the Nationals 6-0.
Yeah, Dodgers are the man. Nationals had won 9 in a row, but the Dodgers are really good. Like, I'm so glad the Cardinals didn't get the Dodgers in the first round. Hey, the Braves got some pop, so this isn't over, but nice to get the first one on the road.
On to the NFL, Seattle over the L.A. Rams in a tight one, 30-29. Good, Greg Zuerlein missed a field goal with 11 seconds left. Man. Dang it. Bears and Oakland Raiders in London on Sunday at noon. Bears are a little on the banged up side. I hope they come through on this game. Of course, more opinions from Mike Ditka inside the next 20 minutes or so. Indiana beat Illinois in soccer yesterday 1-0. The Hoosiers, who are volleyball team, will take on, and then Sunday they'll play Purdue. Of course, our Illini football team in Minnesota for the 2:30 kickoff tomorrow.
Weather brought to you by Gerber Collision. When do you get it to Gerber? When you back in to someone who's backing out, that's when you get it to Gerber. Locations throughout central Illinois, visit GerberCollision.com or call 877-GERBER to find your nearest Gerber location.
Up to 68, down to 46. 6, a solid fall day ahead. More clouds on tomorrow's forecast. There's a 20% chance of showers. High 72, low 52. Sunny on a Sunday with a high 70. Sunny on Monday, 67 the high. We're currently at 45
Fox
on
Business,
ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. All right, coming back with some extended Cardinal coverage. Stand by, 720.
I'm Deirdre Bolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Apple is said to be stepping up production of its iPhone 11. Reports in Japan say Apple has told suppliers to prepare for sales increasing 10%. Its CEO Tim Cook told a French publication today he sees sales of the phone growing. Costco is reporting strong sales in the summer quarter, up more than 5%. But Costco had a tax bill that cut into its profit. United Airlines is hiring pilots. It just launched Aviate, a pilot recruitment and career website. United says nearly half of its 12,500 pilots are retiring in the next decade, so it's estimating it will hire more than 10,000 pilots by 2029. Wall Street will be reacting to the September employment report today. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Okay, so we did a Stever offer, and I got a couple of spots left for this.
Are you looking to buy a new house, a car, a boat, motorcycle, or ATV? Is there a vacation that you've been longing to take? Come see me, George Griffin, at Prospect Bank for life's big moments. We're in the game with leading loan rates. Apply online at bankprospect.com or at the nearest branch location. Prospect Bank, the opportunity bank, helping opportunities become reality. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Okay, so Prospect Bank is right there at Prospect and Kirby. It makes sense that Prospect Bank's at Prospect, and it's a place that welcomes dogs, which gets some votes from me.
Exactly.
So I can take, can I take all three?
Get some milk bones for a little Lovey.
Yeah, they have to be really soft, because I'm convinced Lovey doesn't have many good teeth to chew.
Oh, shoot.
They have to be kind of mushy. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Charlie Bella would love to come. Do I bring a vacuum cleaner, or are they going to cover that for me?
Okay.
Anyway, I'll give you $100 cash if you'll open a checking account at Prospect Bank. You have to be a new client, somebody that's never used Prospect Bank, and I give you money. And I can't believe I got a couple of spots here if you want to fill it. It could be for a child. You could take the child in when they're whatever age and say, let's start. This is how we do it. We're going to start a checking account. And go in, and then you experience how nice they are and the fact that you can bring her over. So if you'll text in money at 359-2255, I'll give a couple of people $100. I mean, I don't know what else to say.
Sounds good.
Not a coupon. It's just money. It's free.
First-time client with Prospect
Bank. Yep. And you got to get this appointment set up within the next week. Then you have to give me a little feedback as to how they treated you.
Mm-hmm.
359-2255. Don't know how much I can. I mean, money is money.
Yeah.
So you'll go in, open a checking account. After you get it open, it's yours. It's your money. Whatever you want to do with it. So I want you to experience Prospect Bank, some good people over there. So 359-2255, I'd like to know whether radio station in America is handing out $100 bills this morning. I don't think so. Not happening. 359-2255, yep. Money is what you would send me. Okay, when I heard Mike Shannon, no offense, I love Mike Shannon, good guy, great, 80 years old, legend, I get it. I don't think he's very good at baseball play-by-play anymore. But when they announced he was going to do the playoffs, he kind of stepped up. He sounds much better in the playoffs. So John Rooney, I think, is fantastic. So here's last night. First start with Rooney. 3-2, the Cardinals down. The Goldschmidt home run made it 3-2. It's an eighth inning. Matt Carpenter with two on and two out. Cardinals down a run.
A lead at second base for DeYoung. Long takes his lead at first. Carpenter back in there with a 3-2 count. Carpenter is pinch hitting for Harrison Bader. Melanson, the Braves closer, in the game. The runners take off on 3-2. A swing and a fly ball down the left field line. Dropping. Fair! It's going to score one. Here comes Wong trying to score. The throw to the plate and he's out. But the Cardinals have tied the game on a pinch hit by Matt Carpenter.
Yeah, going to left field. So that made it 3-3. Then they go to the ninth, top of the nine. Cardinals hold bottom of the eighth, top of the nine. Bases juiced. Mike Shannon with the Ozuna hit and the Wong hit.
Ozuna's in the hole 0-2. Bases loaded. One out. Ninth inning. 3-3 game. And the pitch to Ozuna. Swing and a smash past third. That's going to unload the bases. Maybe two runs to score for sure. And they stop the other man at third. And it's a two-run double for Ozuna. And the Cardinals take the lead 5-3.
Here is the pitch for Wong. And he swings and grounds it. Fair pass first. That's going to score two more at least.
Here comes Molina. They stop him at third. And the Cardinals have taken a 7-3 lead now.
And they needed every single run, two home runs, bottom of the ninth. Braves have had a lot of comebacks like that, but the Cardinals held on. Carlos Martinez bent but did not break. And the Redbirds now lead 1-0 with Jack Flaherty against this Foljanovic, really good pitcher for Atlanta. Game two in Atlanta, Jack Flaherty, who has been the best pitcher in baseball second half, 23-year-old kid, about to turn 24. Mm. And we'll have the ball game 2:40 pregame right here on your home for the Cardinals. All right, in the locker room after Matt Carpenter, Marcell Ozuna, Tommy Edman, and Miles Michaelis.
It's just a really tough fought win for us. It, you know, we had a group in here that don't ever quit, and you know, we got down early, and we just kept pushing, and you know, obviously we were able to tie it in the eighth, and then we hit the big lead in the ninth, and it was enough to hold off a really good team over there.
For me, it's amazing, you know, it's my first pro season, and especially when my family and all my country, Dominican Republic, been watching me, and I just trying to do my best.
Tommy.
The turning point was when Goldie hit that homer to put us down by one. I think it just gave us a spark, and we ended up coming back that inning and kind of just keeping that momentum into the ninth.
You felt there was an unsung hero of the game. Who would that be?
I mean, I think Miles. Miles threw great. After that first inning, he really can't or just shut him down for the next four, and I think that's something that's tough to do in playoffs is go five solid innings.
And Miles Michaelis.
Job. Real excited to be out there. You know, maybe my excitement got the best of me, but, you know, Mad Dog came out and talked to me. Yachty came out and talked to me a few times and, you know, settled me down a bit, told me just, you know, go out there and have fun. And that's what I did the next morning.
Well, there you go. Cardinals lead 1-0 in Atlanta. And the talk about Ozuna, their really brilliant 20-year-old who tends to watch the fly ball instead of run. And he should have had a double when it was a single. He did it, you know, he's done it before. He tends to stare and not run. And sometimes it hits the wall and he has a single. That just drives management nuts. Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. They are an award-winning dealer. They are the place to go if you're looking for a vehicle because they can get all makes and models on the pre-owned side. But, of course, they're Honda BMW, all those lines of Honda. The Pilot, of course. Passport, the Odyssey.
Yeah, I got rave reviews about the Odyssey just recently. A friend of mine driving one of those vans.
Yeah, they're wonderful vans. They ride so well. You can check out the BMW side as well, but the bottom line is they want you to be a customer for a very long time. So before you purchase anything, why don't you give them a try? Walk in, see how you're treated. Honda BMW, say hey to Ben Quattron, drivechampagne.com, drivechampagne.com. It's Honda BMW off Neil at Burwash in Savoy. Mike Ditka. On his way to therapy, we'll call a cell. And Brother Johnny down in New Orleans touching on this morning's news.
All righty.
A little bit about hitting the quarterback late. That happened last night. Mm-hmm. Controversial. 7:30. That's next.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Today's the deadline for Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to turn over documents for the impeachment inquiry related to President Trump's request to have Joe Biden investigated in Ukraine. We do not expect the administration to comply.
Fox News confirms the president is scheduled to send a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announcing his White House will not comply with an impeachment request until she takes a formal vote on the House floor.
Fox's David Spund. Bernie Sanders' wife, Jane, says he's recovering well from a heart procedure and that he'll be leaving the hospital in Las Vegas soon to go home to Vermont. Just announced, the economy created 136,000 jobs last month. That's a little lower than expected. Unemployment down to 3.5%. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning.
morning. Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Grocery store chain Schnucks is going to stop selling all tobacco products starting January 1st. Schnucks has stores in Champaign, Urbana, and Savoy. It'll stop selling cigarettes, cigars, chewing tobacco, and snuff. Schnucks has never sold e-cigarettes or vaping products. Schnucks will sell existing inventory through the end of the year. Smoking cessation products will earn double points through the Schnucks reward program beginning October 15th. A 23-year-old Chicago woman is accused of breaking into a Champaign home. Kashawn Armstrong was arrested midday Tuesday in a break-in at a home in the 600 block of Breen Drive. The homeowner was in the front part of the home when he heard a loud noise coming from his kitchen and found the woman in his kitchen. She had items in her hand. She left and threw an item at the back door. Police found her in the backyard. Bond was set at $5,000. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Well, as we observe National Cybersecurity Awareness Month, that's what October is, among other things, Busey empowers you to take an active role in protecting your privacy. Do you know about 18 million are victims? 18 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year.
That's a lot.
Two-thirds of identity theft victims reported a direct financial loss as a result. Social engineering thieves will email phishing. It's called vishing or text smishing. Pretend to be somebody else. Don't do that. Don't open those. How do you protect your finances? Well, password protect your devices. Never log into financial accounts or shop online using public Wi-Fi. They grab that. With constant changes in technology, there are always new risks. The best way to protect yourself is to be proactive. Busey wants you to be informed of any security issues, scams, or alerts. Check out the Information Security Center at Busey.com to stay informed. Busey. Member FDIC. Coach Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, next, ESPN 93.5.
This Mettler tip is brought to you by Matthew Gordon, Doctor of Physical Therapy with Mettler Center. I have lower back pain. What should I do?
A common thread I see with these patients is tightness in their hamstrings. So if you have low back pain, try stretching your hamstrings out consistently. By improving the mobility in these muscles, you will improve your low back's ability to move and absorb different forces, which will reduce irritation and pain.
Go to MettlerCenter.com and click Ask an Expert.
Don't miss Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Take an extra 20% off. Save on men's and women's Sonoma Goods for Life denim, Nine West shoes and boots, and the Big One Throw is just $14.39. Plus, take an extra $20 off your $100 purchase. Plus, get Kohl's cash right now at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers valid October 2nd through 6th. 20% friends and family with promo code SHOPFAMILY. $20 off $100 with promo code BONUS20. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey, it's Stevie J. Like many, I knew all about Game Day Spirits Alana gear, but I wasn't so knowledgeable about the corporate apparel they do. But they do really great work. I've had some shirts done, and some of my employees have too. They're very high quality and perfect for your business or organization. If you need something in the summer, need something in the winter, Game Day Spirit does custom screen printing and embroidery for every season or style. From blue collar to the boardroom, they have you covered with corporate apparel. Get a quote. Email sales at gamedayspirit.com and you'll be pleased.
I still call it Mercy Hospital. Miss having breakfast at Aunt Sonia's. I'm a Unity Rocket, but deep down inside, I'm still a Homer Panther. I'm J.J. Farney, mortgage lender at Molitor Financial Group in Champaign. When you're buying or refinancing your home, it's important that your partner have real ties to this community. I worked for you through public service, now I'm working with you. I'm pretty sure you can't get much more local than J.J. Farney, and I guarantee you won't find a lender more dedicated to their clients. Come visit me, J.J. Farney, at MolitorFinancial.com.
NMLS number 1810670. Molitor Financial Group is an Illinois mortgage licensee.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Amazing. It's kind of like being showered with cash from above, which would also be pretty amazing. It's so amazing that millions of people a year are getting their cash back matched. They just can't get enough. So whether it's raining down on your head or raining into your bank account, it's your cash back, and Discover is matching it. Discover Cash Back Match. What are you waiting for? Learn more at discover.com/match.
Cyber criminals will steal an estimated 33 billion security and private records by next year. The average cost of a data breach for a small business in North America is as high as $117,000. While these numbers can sound frightening, they don't have to be.
Ease your fears by having area-wide technologies come look at your setup. They'll ensure your system is secure and will give you a detailed inspection report of just how susceptible to these threats you are. Call them today at 359-8041.
If you're looking for a great-paying part-time job with flexible hours, check out 2020 Census Jobs. You may have another job, or not. You may even be retired or looking for some extra income, but you can also help make sure that everyone gets counted. So apply today at 2020census.gov/jobs to help strengthen your community.
Here is your weather for your weekend on this Friday, October 4. Diane Ducey.
It's fall-like today. High 67, low 47 with partly cloudy conditions. A few more clouds and a 20% chance of showers tomorrow. High 72, low 52. Mostly sunny Sunday. High 70, low 46. 46 is our current temperature. ESPN 93.5.
Brother Johnny in New Orleans, Louisiana. Johnny!
DJ, good morning.
Good to have you. Mike Ditka on your way to where? Therapy coach, what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm on my way to therapy and I'm on my way to Florida.
You going to Florida?
Florida. Holy Toledo.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, that'll be, is it that time of year already? I'll be darned. Huh.
Yeah, it must be warm down there, but I don't know. Is it getting cold, Stevie?
It's getting chilly. It was 90 here last year. Coach, we were in, Jan and I went on the Viking River cruise in Germany, and it was really, really fun. And the Germans have the organization down. Every log is stacked perfectly. I mean, they really got it going on. They're pretty good. All right, let me start. I have been more than I can remember in my adult life so turned off of watching the Donald Trump impeachment. There's nothing anybody can say that would warrant an impeachment for me. This is a bunch of stuff. I can't stand it. They've been out to get him since day one. Mike, any thoughts about that? Have you turned away from it as well?
Well, I feel the same way you do, really. I mean, it's a witch hunt, and it's just unfair. You know, this could never happen to anybody else, but he doesn't take any crap off anybody, and for that reason, they're going to go after him, and it really is a tragedy that's happening in this country, but that's the way it goes.
Yeah, they're after him for wanting to investigate a political opponent. Now, what would Trump be to the Democrats? Steve, I think he's a political opponent. I mean, everything they do is actually what they accuse President Trump of is what they're doing. Everything. It's across the board. And it's getting pretty old, and I'm pretty amazed that they have the guts to do it because, I don't know, Steve, I don't think it's playing very well. But you can't believe anything from the polls to the people talking and telling you about what's happening next. And it's kind of gotten out of control. And then what if the Democrats do get in charge? What are they going to do, Mike? I don't really know what they're going to do. Who are they going to investigate if they win? I don't know what they're going to do.
I have no idea, but stupid is forever. Remember that.
Well, and I talked to I talked to hundreds of people on this trip to Germany, and not one mentioned anything about anything. This is a 1% and 2% are drooling over the possibility of impeaching this man after 3 years. They want him gone. It doesn't matter if it's justified. It doesn't matter if Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton plotted in the White House to get Trump during the campaign last time, or Joe Biden's son makes millions. Nothing matters except you've got to get the evil one out of office. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, and Steve,
go ahead.
Go ahead, Mike.
No, go ahead. I'm just saying. It's pretty much a disgrace to our way of justice in this country and our and what we've done, the way this country operates, because this is strictly on Democratic Republican levels, and it had nothing to do with the man. The man's done a good job, and that's all you can say. Would have been anybody else, he'd probably get an accolade, but it's Trump, so he's not getting anything.
Well, it's fake news. Came up with a fake whistleblower, and actually it's a fake impeachment. There's not. I don't even think there'll be a vote, Mike. I just think they're blowing smoke. She didn't even have a vote for the inquiry. You're not even. I don't even think it's legal to have an inquiry like they're having officially. When she announces it, that would be Speaker Pelosi. without a vote in the House, because she's afraid people in the House who won their seat in Trump districts will lose the election next year, probably will. I don't think they're going to have a vote, Stevie. I think it's just all to do as much negative publicity as possible and see what if anything sticks. So Trump came out to yesterday, I think, and said, let's invest, have China investigate Biden. So he's doubling down. So it's a mess. And Mike, how do you get anything done, really, really, in terms of foreign policy, especially?
And that's exactly right, you know. We're fighting against each other, Democrats and Republicans, instead of fighting for what's best for this country.
Yeah,
it's kind of stupid.
Nothing will happen. And if they go through with the vote, that would give Republicans some power, even as a minority in the House. That's one reason they don't want to vote, because then they could do subpoena stuff for Republicans.
But that's injustice, too.
Yeah.
That's corrupt, too. They're just not playing right, and they're not thinking right, and it's because they've looked at their political contestants, and they feel like they're not going to win the election.
Yeah. All right, it's Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny. I was watching a little of the replays of some of the NFL last night. It's Seattle and the Rams. Seattle won a very close game, a late hit on a very key play, Clay Matthews hitting Russell Wilson, the quarterback for Seattle.
Matthews is pleading his case. He was doing so before the flag was thrown to the Seattle sideline, saying, I hit him with my shoulder, and I hit him in his shoulder.
I don't like the call at all. I don't like this call at all.
I don't know if you saw it, Coach, but it looked pretty clean.
I did. I saw it, and he's right. The guy, I don't like the call at all either. I mean, come on. I mean, it's football. And then he didn't hit him in the head. He didn't, you know.
Yeah.
There was nothing wrong with it. It's a shame. And officials ought to be held to a higher level, too.
Well, it's hard now, Coach, and I don't think anybody knows what the rules are. And the problem that I've seen is the games, and this is all the games, are coming down to some pretty random interpretative calls by officials who might call pass interference, might not, might call a rough hit, might not. Those are game changers, and they can't be consistent, Mike. That's the problem.
There's no one. You ask people what is pass interference. Everybody has their own definition. But when you interfere with the ability of the opposing player to make a play on the ball, that's pass interference, no matter how you want to cut it. I mean, I saw a play that they didn't call. The defender actually wrapped his arm around the guy, spun the guy around, and the pass went ended up being incomplete. But, I mean, it was amazing. I mean, how do you not call pass interference? It was crazy, but they don't.
Yeah. I was going to ask you about one where the guy's jumping up with both of his hands ready to catch the ball, and the defender, he didn't hit him very hard. He just pushed one of his arms up against his body so the ball hits his shoulder. And they even reviewed it, Mike. And they didn't call pass interference. How are you going to catch a ball when one of your arms is held?
Well, I don't know. It's so used. It's a great sport. It's a great game, mm-hmm. and I guess they do the best they can, but they miss a lot of them. But the pass interference thing is a tough call, period.
Yeah. Well, I think you could probably call holding darn near any time you wanted to.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
I mean, man, I see them grabbing shoulder pads, and one play it's a flag, and the next it's not. So it's pretty hard. Okay, Bears go to London. Coach, what are the factors when you take a team overseas to play a game you really need to win? They play the Raiders.
Well, you got to concentrate on the fact you got a league game. I mean, this is a big game. The Bears are a good football team right now, guys. They're playing outstanding. They have a hurt quarterback in Trubisky, but the other kid played very well. But this is one of the best defenses I've seen ever. I mean, they play well together. I mean, the coaching staff has put together a good football team. They know what they can do. They know what they can't do. And what they can do, they do very well. And you're not going to score a lot of points on this football team. So if you're going to win this football game, you're going to have to keep score some points in the teen area, and then that's where it's going to be. You're not going to put a lot of points.
Well, I remember you taking your team over there, Coach, and they all wanted to talk about the refrigerator over there.
Yeah,
they thought you was something else.
Yeah, well, that's right. You did play in London with William the Refrigerator Perry. You were the first guy, I think, that had the idea to put a 300-pound guy to carry a football. I can't remember anybody but you getting that started. That was amazing.
Well, it was kind of, we put him in the backfield to block, and then we put him in the backfield to run, and then we put him in the backfield to catch, and then we were there.
That's so funny.
Listen, it breaks up the monotony on the football team. You have a little bit of fun with it. That's all we're for.
And
he was a talent, too.
Yeah, he very soft hands. It looked like he had very athletic. What about the Saints at the hosting Tampa Bay, John? Tampa Bay's a little better than I thought.
Well, you got to watch Jameis Winston. I want to hear Coach on this.
What did you say about the Saints, Coach?
The Saints are, they do a hell of a job. I mean, I really like the coach. I mean, what they're doing down there is very, very good. Even if they don't have Breeze, they'll be a good football team. I think they can do a lot of things, but finding out now that they're going to have to do a lot of different things because they don't have Breeze for a while. But, this is a good football team. And, when you talk about the Saints, nobody talks about the defense isn't that bad. Defense is pretty good.
Defense is better than I thought it was going to be, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And I think Coach has done Peyton has done a good job this last couple games without Breeze, and I've been happy to watch it. I didn't think we could beat Seattle up there.
No, but
I thought we had a chance against Dallas. But Tampa, their offense is good. They beat the Rams, right? I think it's something you got to be ready for every week. It's football, like Mike says. I think it's doing well, Stevie. How are the ratings? I know the Saints-Dallas game was off the charts for a Sunday night football game television viewers.
I think people are watching. There's no doubt, and I think Teddy Bridgewater being the highest paid backup has worked well at this point for the Saints. There's no question.
Yeah, he's doing fine. And, again, Coach, it's amazing how you can appreciate a guy like Drew Brees when he's not around. Holy cow.
Man.
There's just nobody quite like a guy like that. He just can't do as many things.
He'll come along every day.
Well, while we talk about so many negative things, sometimes they're really happy stories. I'll end with this story.
Music producer Joel Diamond tells TMZ he sent an offer letter to the homeless opera singer caught on video by a Los Angeles police officer serenading folks in the subway.
She'd fallen on hard times. Somebody stole her violin. She was homeless. Now she has a contract only in America. And I love stories like that, Johnny.
Great, great.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and
tell you what, that voice sounded good.
Oh,
huh,
it did. Well, listen, it's always a pleasure, Coach. Your body moving all right? You're still swinging the golf club?
I haven't played much golf yet. The weather, we've had some rain, but it's I'm not really crazy about it. I'm going to Florida in a couple of days, so I'll play a lot of golf down there. So that'll be good.
Yep. All right. Well, Johnny.
Hey, Coach. I think I'm coming down to play golf with you for a few days. I'll have to call you, but
let me know.
You're going to have to teach me how to swing again, though. I'm a little rusty.
Come on down, we'll play.
Hey, guys, I appreciate you. Johnny, thank you. Coach, thank you. Always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless you guys. Brother Johnny, New Orleans, Mike Ditka down in, up in Chicago. We'll be down in Naples after this week. So good to see Coach going to go play some daily golf. And I think... if Johnny was referencing going to Florida, I think he's going to try and go to the Jacksonville Jag game.
Okay.
I think he was trying to reach out to Shad Khan and see if he can see Shad when he's there, because I think he's going to the Saints game. Jacksonville hosts the Saints in a week or two.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
And I know that Shad Khan's son, Tony, was in town yesterday. They had a media day to meet some of the wrestlers that are coming into town in December.
Wrestlers?
Yeah, so Tony Khan's involved in all that.
Like the WWE?
The AEW is what it's called these days.
I did not know that.
There we go.
I've been in Germany at Breisig where there's no internet. I went into some of these coffee places in Breisig, Germany on this Viking River cruise. I said, do you have internet? Oh, no. What do you mean no? What do you mean no?
When weather hits, the right wiper blades make all the difference. That's
That's when the Michelin Man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. Designed with exclusive Smart Flex technology, our frameless beam-designed Michelin Blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled, streak-free, long-lasting, all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart, Pep Boys, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampagne.com, click on the type of vehicle you're interested in, and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampagne.com.
It's that time again to award the MyOffice Plus and Longs Garage Player of the Week. The Week 5 MyOffice Plus and Longs Garage Player of the Week is Watsika Warriors quarterback Drew Wittenborn. Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five. It was six. The Warrior quarterback threw for six touchdown passes in Watsika's 45-14 win over Dwight. Drew was division two. He was 18 for 30, compiling 376 yards passing. Wittenborn spread the ball across the Warriors offense. Connor Curry and Justin Bunting each had five receptions. Two players had two touchdowns each in Ethan LaBelle and Braden Haynes. Watsika is now 3-0 and 2-0 in SBC play. The Warriors behind Wittenborn's arm have not scored less than 35 points a game this year, with a maximum of 45 coming against Dwight. The Watsika Warriors play the Clifton Central Comets this Friday in Clifton. Congrats to Watsika Warriors quarterback Drew Wittenborn for winning the MyOffice Plus and Longs Garage Player of the Week. IHSA Football MyOffice Plus and Longs Garage Player of the Week is also sponsored by Prospect Bank, State Farm Agent Joe Stovall, Claire's Automotive, and Rocket Motors.
It's literally the best place in East Central Illinois. Exceptional food, excellent service, and a great atmosphere is what you'll find at Miga in downtown Champaign. And the reviews speak for themselves. One says, my wife and I drove over from Decatur for a date night. We were pleasantly surprised. Another says, we went for our anniversary. It was such an exciting place. One person even said, the absolute best dining. Perhaps the best in the world. Judge for yourself at Miga Restaurant, downtown Champaign.
Sometimes for inspiration, you just have to look up. For more than 60 years, the Goodyear blimp has fueled greatness on the gridiron by providing aerial coverage of some of the most legendary moments in college football history. When the Goodyear blimp rises above a stadium, it inspires players to reach higher and rise to the challenge of the game's biggest moments. Now it's your turn to go further with Goodyear. Discover tires made to rise above the rest. Learn more at Goodyear.com. Goodyear. More driven.
Hey, it's Stevie J. I've been using the corporate apparel from Game Day. They've been making these Stevie J broadcasting button downs, and I love them. And I just got two new in today, and the staff's excited because I don't have to wear the same shirt. So very excited for the repertoire change and all these fabulous corporate apparel shirts from Game Day. If you want a quote, I would suggest you email them, sales@gamedayspirit.com, sales@gamedayspirit.com. It's high quality. It's great stuff. You'll love it. Corporate apparel from Game Day Spirit.
Yep, and the offer this morning is you open a checking account. If you're a new client, I'll give you $100 to go over to Prospect Bank.
Nice.
You just text in 359-2255, 359-2255. Text in money, and I hand you $100.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Take you 15 minutes to open an account.
Yeah, for a new client.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have to set this up within a week, give you $100 to do it, and then you have to tell me what you thought of your experience. So money is what I'm standing on the corner handing out $100 bills. 359-2255, 359-2255 is our offer this morning on our Ghost Stever, but we're doing it via text. So text in money if you want some. If you don't want money, you don't need it, cool. Wonderful. It's all good. Weekend weather. The Atlanta in Minneapolis.
Yes.
And touch on that coming up. Also, we saw a million bikes, and there's kind of a new trend in bike safety coming up. Apple's got something going on. We'll touch on that coming up. Here's your weather.
High 67, low 47 with partly cloudy conditions. A few more clouds and a 20% chance of showers tomorrow. High 72, low 52. Mostly sunny as we wrap up the weekend on Sunday with a high 70, low 46. 46 is our current temperature. A little cool this morning. Feeling fall-like on Friday. ESPN 93.5.
Okay, again, handing out money, $100 at a time, 359-2255, money for opening at Prospect Bank. New clients only. Stop by CMI on Bloomington Road. If you're in charge of keeping your business clean and germ-free, check out eSprayer, the technology great for schools, also great for health-assisted living and gym facilities. Call CMI at 359-6262, 359-6262 for more information or schedule a demo. CMI Clean, your janitorial and equipment experts. Cardinals this afternoon at 2:40. No Tay and Piper. The drive will not be on because of the Cardinal game 2. Redbirds come from behind and win 7-6 yesterday, last night in Atlanta. Wow, big time if you can get one on the road, and the Cardinals did that. So they'll send Jack Flaherty against Foljanovic. He's one of the aces for Atlanta, and the Braves are obviously great. They won 95 games. They got some pop. So the Cardinals getting one on the road means in a best of five, the Cardinals just grabbed home field. Obviously, big game today. If the Cardinals can get today, then go back to St. Louis, they'll be in a great, great position. But Atlanta's a really, really good team. Going to break for the news. Come back. I'm Stevie J. That's Diane. It's time for the news in 3 minutes, 7:57.